Well, happy Easter. Still season of Easter. We're still going strong here. Today we have this famous story from Emmaus, the road to Emmaus. And it's always one of my favorites, I guess. I don't know why, but I just kind of like this story. We see the two disciples of Jesus were leaving Jerusalem, which is sort of symbolic of turning away from God. They're sort of going back to their former way of life. Indeed, the apostles and all the disciples who had followed Jesus must have been quite discouraged by what they saw during the events of the Passion. They had tasted the bitterness of death, his death and his suffering, and their hopes had been dashed. This was not an easy thing for them to overcome. As we saw last week, St. Thomas was having a hard time believing in the risen Lord. He had to be convinced by the Lord appearing to him. I'm sure the disciples of Jesus wanted to believe. You know, these two people, as they were leaving Jerusalem, they wanted to believe in the resurrection. They had heard about it, but they found it difficult. They found it difficult to do so when they had seen and heard about the crucifixion. Consider how all the apostles must have felt when they saw Jesus after the resurrection. Great joy, I'm sure, right? They probably had a lot of joy at seeing him, but probably a bit of guilt or perhaps sheepishness too, because they betrayed him. After all, they abandoned him, and they were not steadfast in those moments when he needed them. In such moments, Jesus came into their lives to help them to return. He didn't take away their memories of the experience of the cross or their own personal failures. He didn't take those away. In fact, he said it was necessary. He comes to them, but they don't recognize him at first. Do we find that we at times feel downcast? We find maybe that we are mentally or physically leaving the church, leaving Jerusalem, as it were, and going back to our former way of life. Do we ever feel at times that we have lost our way, that we're not sure where we're going? Perhaps saying to ourselves, we had hoped he would be the one to redeem us, but it doesn't seem the case. Do we have those experiences, those moments of times of doubt, despair, or questioning? The cross was a pretty big scandal for the followers of Jesus, no doubt. It must have seemed pretty insurmountable after Jesus died. Yet Jesus came back, and he comes back to us too. You probably heard the saying, I am my brother's keeper, or perhaps more in the form of a question, am I my brother's keeper? This harkens back to Genesis when God speaks to Cain and asks him where his brother Abel is. Cain had just killed Abel, and he says to God, I do not know where he is. Am I my brother's keeper? When Cain said this, he is basically saying to God, get off my back. It's not none of my concern what happened to Abel. I'd like to suggest that there is some connection between these two passages of Scripture. This passage from the Gospel today and the passage of Cain and Abel. We recognize that the Lord calls us. The Lord is here with us. He's inviting us to follow him. He comes to these disciples and he invites them back. The Lord has given us the responsibility of being our brother's keeper as well. We are to be concerned with the welfare of our fellow human beings. Indeed, how else does Christ come to us in our lives when we are heading away from him, when we are discouraged, when we're lost? Surely Christ can and does at times make himself known to us in our thoughts, in our inner feelings of our heart. At times he does do that. But I find very often what helps me most is when Christ speaks to me through another person. A living, breathing person, perhaps, or something from the past, sometimes a writing of a saint, or an account of someone else who has gone through a similar trial to what I am facing. So, if you are feeling pretty good about where you are in your regard to your relationship with Christ and his church, it may be that Christ will give you an opportunity to play a role in helping someone else who is struggling to come to him. It could be anyone. It shouldn't surprise us, and we should almost expect it. Jesus wants to speak through us. We might not even know when it's happening, perhaps. The other person might, but we might not be aware of it. Jesus orchestrates these moments whereby he invites us or someone else to return back to the heart of the church, back to Jerusalem. When I was working with the Missionaries of Charity one summer, I met a sister who had lived in England. She grew up there, and at some point she joined the Missionaries of Charity, which is a pretty rigorous order. They do some pretty impressive work, and they are often kind of seen as like the most amazing sisters because they go through such sacrifices. They live a very simple life. Mother Teresa is the one who started them. Anyway, this lady that I met, she was a sister, I was asking her one day, why did you join the sisters? Why would you do that? And I was a bit surprised when she said something to the effect that it was either join the sisters and live this radical life, or else just keep partying and living it up, like she had been doing. She said that she was dancing in the pubs the night before she left to visit to go and be with the sisters, and that she radically changed, you know, that it was quite a change to go to the sisters. And it struck a chord in me. It's in some fashion, Jesus came to her and called her to follow him through these women who were just living ordinary daily lives. They were just doing their daily duties. You know, when I lived with the sisters, pretty much the days all look the same. You get up really early, you pray, you have mass if there's a priest, and have some time of adoration, and then you work the rest of the day. You bring food to the hungry, you take care of the sick, you whatever is needed, you do those daily duties. And that's what they were doing. And this life that these sisters live made a difference in this lady's life and changed her radically, so that she was able to go and be a part of this order. It probably wasn't anything too fancy, nothing that was really over the top, but it just, that simple everyday witness is what struck her heart. So Jesus comes to us. Sometimes we don't recognize him right away. Sometimes we aren't even looking for him, but he comes to us nonetheless, through a friend, through an acquaintance perhaps, through a story of someone's life. In a moment when we're least expecting it, he's there. He makes himself known to us. So often, it's merely a glimpse, just a momentary feeling. But it points us in the direction of Christ, back to the sacraments, back to the scriptures, back to the bosom of Christ, which is his church. There we are reconnected with the life of grace. The ordinary means of living in communion with Christ are very simple, very practical, almost mundane at sometimes. Peter's words in Acts today are a clear proclamation of the risen Christ. The witness of the apostles is what God used to meet others. We too are ambassadors of the risen Christ. You are an instrument in the hand of God. He may use you to speak to another person. We are our brother's keeper. That's one side of the coin. The other side is that Jesus comes to us. He makes himself known in the church through his living body, which are the members of the community of believers. Maybe he's with you right now, and you don't realize it, just as Cleopas and his companion were with Jesus without seeing him. I don't know for certain, but I imagine there are many people right now who are perhaps struggling to feel like Jesus is with them. They might be a little sad or worn down by the coronavirus stuff that's going on right now. It could be easy to drift away during these days. Perhaps God is going to work through you. Are you ready for that? He's going to touch someone's life through you. Or maybe he will touch yours in an unexpected way through someone else. So let's try to be intentional about staying in communion with Christ, with one another, knowing that it is how God wants to affect the world through us, in us. Know that it happens by God's will and our cooperation and receptivity. understanding that He desires to speak to us and through us. O risen Lord, open our eyes to see You, especially in those times when we are separated from our community. Help us to be aware of Your presence in whatever ways You come to us and manifest Yourself to us. Grant us the grace to be Your ambassadors to the world and to witness to You through our lives. Amen.